No, that they've been saying that Cleveland is the comeback city. That's what it said on some blog that I was reading to you.
Yeah, I think we've noticed all the transformations mentioned in there, such as the thriving culinary scene and the
Museum of Art what is there? Contemporary Museum of Contemporary Art.
Yes.
And there's, although, yeah, I guess they mentioned some. So I'm not sure what they actually. The stuff they mentioned actually includes, you know, the Duct Tape Festival,
which we've been to.
Yeah, where is that? Somewhere out in Lorain County or something.
It was exactly what you would expect it to be. Festival with some duct tape.
Yeah, there were things that were made out of duct tape. And then, what else were there? There were like, there was a carnival too.
Yeah, and there's an awesome band playing.
Oh, if by awesome you mean a Kiss tribute band.
I do. Yes.
It was the kind of scene where you and I living in the town just west of Cleveland. We saw a very different kind of group of people out there, I guess.
Yeah, and I guess Duct Tape is originally, I don't know if it's originally, but it's an Ohio-based company now.
Yeah, the one that's named Duct Tape, that like the bird, right? They're based around there, and I think they are like definitely one of the major brands of duct tape.
Yeah, and we actually got Michigan State duct tape.
Yeah, we have that, so definitely helpful with trying to close holes and things with green color. You know, the election's coming up, and you know you've got to realize the people out there. There are third party candidates. You know, not just the big two parties. So I know people talk about Gary Johnson or whoever, but there's more important.
If you vote for me, Miranda, for president, of the United States of America, I will bring to you the promises of tomorrow.
I mean, that's a pretty big agenda there. The promises of tomorrow.
You never know what tomorrow holds.
Well, you know what, today, or just the last week or two, have held this, the band The Mountain Goats had a new album come out, and this is the kind of band that I've gotten into only lately. I'm probably behind the curve, but pretty good. And I really like this one track that they have off of their new album called Lakeside View Apartment Suite. Start slow.
Downtown North, past the airport. Dreaming switch grass and concrete. Three gray floors of smoky window.
Well, you remember the part later on when, you know, there's he talks about throwing up in the sink.
Yeah, it's a pretty gross lyric.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm not sure what the song is about or whatever. There's, I think Mountain Goat songs are often characterized by quirky lyrics, but, I don't know, I kind of like the song overall.
Yeah, you've been listening to it a lot. It's got a tune that is pleasant, like, you know, you want to listen to it over and over again.
Well, and the album has a mix of different styles. Like, there's this song with, like, acoustic guitars and like horn section type thing, and yeah, it's like their album from 2011. It has a lot of different sounds to it, and I don't really know, you know, I think alternative rock, or I'm not sure that's what they, you know, Mongols would call themselves, but alternative rock is sort of a lost art, and making a whole album of music in that kind of style is just, it's very difficult, you know, and it just gets really broad, I think. Now, we talked about Crazy Boykin before. This general from, well, former general, Nutcase.
I was Benjamin Netanyahu, and I was doing my calculations right now. I'd be watching the U.S. polls very carefully to determine when was the best time for me to get the support of the American public, American Congress, and the American military. And to be honest with you, if it looks like Barack Obama has a real chance of being reelected, if I was Netanyahu, I'd strike Iran before the U.S. election.
We're starting to hear a very extreme and dangerous calculation being made by the pro-war, pro-Israeli, far-right elements in the American political system. And, you know, like we were talking about this clip before the show, and, I mean, what do you think? Like, it's hard to distill, but like, is it, at the core of what he's saying, isn't it a very disturbing message?
It is.
So, I mean, basically, what do you think he's saying?
Well, I think he's just saying start the war before. If you think Obama's going to get elected, because once he's president, then the war will already be going on and he'll have to deal with it. And if Romney is looking better in the polls, then he'll probably just start the war anyway.
You're listening to the DJMCloud.com podcast, episode number 51, with me, Dan McKeown, and with Jessica McKeown. We're recording this October 9th, 2012. So I might be behind the curve on this, but I just discovered the Fedoras of OK Cupid blog or Tumblr, and I looked through a lot of the content, and I showed it to you, and you know it's this blog where they take, or they start, at least they claim to be taking a profile pictures from OK Cupid, which is an online dating site, and they take pictures of people who are wearing fedoras. And sometimes they'll have a little snippet of the listing, well, what the person wrote in their profile, sometimes not. And then you know, I was discussing that. I saw this article on Boing Boing, and then also this, you know, this blog, and it see there seems to be a meta narrative behind it that you know, about all this, all these different theories about gender identity and expression through fashion. Wait, what do you think of all that, of the blog or all that?
I only heard of it today and only gotten to see a few posts. It's sort of sad and tragic both in its existence and what it showcases, I guess.
So that's a good question. Do we focus on the meta of the fact that someone is doing this blog, or do we just focus on the actual subjects of the blog, you know, the people wearing fedoras, the men who wear fedoras?
Yeah. I think it's easier to focus on them.
What can we say? I mean, this is just a group of people, so it's very arbitrary to make broad judgments about them, but I guess the ones that they find on this blog seem to be very heavily weighted toward the group of people who self-identify as geeks and sometimes self-identify as a, quote, nice guy, unquote.
Yeah, and the quotes around nice guy are very important because that just means that's what they hear a lot. You're a nice guy, but I don't like you.
The proverbial friend zone situation.
Yeah,
it's an unfortunate cycle wherein messages that need to be received about what hats to wear may not be getting to the people who most need to receive the message.
Right. And you said it was kind of like a cycle where, yeah, because they don't get the message, they keep making the offense.
Do you think there's anything to that?
Oh, I think so. I think women help men a lot with helping them be less offensive.
That's fair enough.
Well, I'll start off by saying this. Do not blame that game on the defense, okay? I don't care who you play, whether it's a high school team, a junior college team, a college team, much less an NFL team. When you turn the ball over 5 times, 4 interceptions, 1 for a touchdown, 3 others in field position to set up touchdowns, you ain't competing anybody I just talked about. Anybody. All right? And that was a disgraceful performance, in my opinion. We threw that game. We gave it away by doing that. We gave them the freaking game. In my opinion, that sucked. What's that? Playoffs? We'll talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Yeah, and that's the position that the Oakland A's are in right now. They're actually playing in the top of the ninth, trying to lock in their first win of the series against the Detroit Tigers. All the other teams, they've traded wins and losses in their series already. So, I mean, this might be a pretty close field in the baseball playoffs this year. St. Louis Cardinals, Washington, Baltimore, New York Yankees, San Francisco Giants, and Cincinnati also in it.
Interesting groups. Nothing too surprising, I guess.
Yeah, maybe the Baltimore Orioles might be surprising to younger fans, but to baseball traditionalists, you know, people know the Baltimore Orioles used to be good back in the day. And then, you know, Washington, I guess people were expecting to start to be better. People have been saying that the expectations about them being good over the next few years had been there. But they don't have Steven Strasburg, one of their top pitchers, playing right now. And then St. Louis, right? I mean, they kind of, you know, they kind of got in the playoffs toward the end, but they did manage to win the World Series last year, although with Albert Pujols, so that's kind of different, right? And then, you know, the Yankees, like, they got a tied series, but, you know, there's a lot of talk about how Alex Rodriguez isn't playing well. You know, striking out to end game and winning the game, the loss that they've had so far.
Well, I mean, it's tough, you know. Baseball's a tough game, a lot of games, most of any sport.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's probably not having a good day, and he's been playing for a while.
Sure has. Yeah, and then the Giants, you know, are down 2-1 to the Cincinnati Reds. Now, you got the Giants on the one hand who, they did just win in 10, so.
They're down 2-1?
They're down 2-1 in the series, although they just won in 10 innings. So they've gotten a win. They've stayed in, but that's a series that's still in favor of the Reds so far. You know, and the Reds are pretty good. I think they're limited. You know, there's some people that are fans of Dusty Baker, but I'm not really a big fan. We lived in San Francisco when he was managing the Giants, and I gotta say, most of the people. While they weren't maybe that happy with Felipe Alou, they were happy to see Dusty Baker go in San Francisco. And, you know, I don't think he did a very good job on the Cubs. Although, you know, I don't really care. I don't care about that. But you know, he didn't. And I don't know. I don't know if he can manage them out of, you know, success. But, you know, I mean, the Reds do have a good team. Yeah, maybe there's no clear front runner.
I don't really like any of those. I guess the Giants, but they already won.
Giants have won a recent series.
So they don't get no vote.
Well, the A's are the cross town Bay Area team. We went to a few of their games. You know, really, yeah, you're not really as keen on the A's.
The A's kind of suck all around.
Do they?
Their colors and everything.
Well, there's an Android game. I think there's a version for iOS also. Of course, Bad Piggies. Have we you know, what do you think of that? We both tried that a little.
I'm gonna get it for Joey for Christmas.
Yeah, my brother Joe gets very annoyed by the pig sounds in the original Angry Birds. And so I guess he might not like this game.
So if I'm going to be honest, which I am, this one takes more thought. And you have to think about how all the little pieces are going to work together. And you have to fail a couple of times to figure out how all the machines and pieces and parts work to get your little piggy across the finish line, basically. So with like Angry Birds, you can really just like pick up and play. This one requires more thought, so don't play if you're hungover.
Yeah, it's more of like a puzzle type
yeah.
game.
But it is fun. It is funny to watch your contraption that you make fail miserably and go around in circles or lose a wheel or whatever, and you learn it through your trial and error that you're like, oh, that's how you do it. So it's fun.
Yeah, now the version we've tried is on the tablet, an Android 4.0 tablet. So we're using Bad Piggies HD, but you know, there's like there's a lot of different versions the way it's come out now with the regular size and HD size. Some updates to the podcast studio. Not much, though. We're still talking about bigger updates, like the microphone, the ever-elusive microphone. Well, we'll we'll get. But I am trying something different. I am sitting on an exercise ball.
Yep, a blue exercise ball that's too small for your height.
Yeah, it's too small for me. I was afraid I was going to actually make it explode when I sat on it. But you gave me the confidence to actually put all my weight on it. And it seems to be holding up okay.
And now you're supposed to bounce.
All right, now I'm supposed to bounce. And so while I'm bouncing, I'm going to start the lightning round. This is where we take stories that are just sitting in my pocket queue and see if anything, you know, looks like checking out. Oh, well, the Indians hired Terry Francona, the former Red Sox manager, as their new manager.
Well, hopefully the Indians will be back in the running then.
Yeah, they really sucked this year and a lot of recent years. Suck. This also happened.
Memorial Stadium in Bloomington, Indiana. It's homecoming here for the Hoosiers. Their 100th homecoming game.
So.
Quick handoff to Roberts. He's hit the ball.
This is a 4-minute video, but the point is Michigan State beat Indiana. So, you know, this is something that Mark D'Antonio, Michigan State's coach right now, does, is he wins the games that you're supposed to win. You got to give him a lot of credit for that. You know, it's really hard to beat the really good teams, and he does that sometimes. And sometimes, you know, he beat Georgia last year in a bowl. I mean, you know, he's won some really big games. There's the big, you know, win over Wisconsin, 2 years in a row in the regular season. So I mean, he's had big wins, but he's also really held down, like last year against Northwestern and this year against Indiana, against teams that are fairly good. But, you know, you think you got to be able to beat these teams, you know, even if you're on the road. And, you know, that's something that you know, D'Antonio's done, you think?
Yeah, I think he's done a good job of winning those games. And it's a new team, and, you know, you have to remember that they've got to get their flow going. So I have to remind myself of that, too, and had to step away from my fandom a little bit because I was about to throw in the towel.
Well, we were at two games this year, and Michigan State beat Boise State, but then they lost to Notre Dame. And, you know, they beat Notre Dame 2 years before at Spartan Stadium and then lost at Notre Dame Stadium. So it was one of those games that, yeah, the fans definitely wanted to win. But, you know, it's one of those games that, you know, State didn't play well enough to win at. So, you know, I mean, you know, I'm not sure what can really be done when you're going up against a team that's outplaying you. But, yeah, I know. I mean, it's still, if you keep it in perspective, the program's doing really well.
You think you have his soul? Whose soul? This man. Not yet, but soon. What are you waiting on?
A stupid mistake.
Then get it.
And then I'll get it.
What about him coming here every night?
I was not.
You what?
No.
He came.
You tried to get him lost.
Tried to get him lost, huh?
Yes.
We talked about Neil Young a few episodes ago, but we did see him in concert.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. He rocked out. He did some really different experimental stuff, too.
Yeah, he had like a song of Feedback, which I think was one of the things he was really into for a while in the early 90s or whenever. But he played Cinnamon Girl, he played Neil and the Damage Done, he played My My Hey Hey, up-tempo, full band, electric guitar version of it. Because, you know, like, there's two versions on Live Rust. So, You know, yeah, it was an enjoyable show down there.
It's a very interesting crowd.
Yeah, pretty diverse. Certainly, plenty of mature, older people, but, you know, a good mix of people that were younger. I don't know, I mean, you know, certainly some, you know, some people that were closer to our age, too. But, yeah, it was an interesting mix.
Yeah. At the whole student center.
That's the only good thing is I can't really fall very far.
Yeah, but you can twist your back or something.
Oh, I can do a lot of shit.
So maybe you should just...